Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm being joined by Appleton Parkersburg football coach Jeff Pickna. The Falcons defeated Sumner Fredericksburg 48-7 here on Friday night in Week 5. Also was the homecoming game. Falcons put up 20 in the first quarter, another 15 in the second, got up 35 points, put the running clock rule into effect, and cruised to the win. Coach, tell me a little bit about this game, you know, what it means to be able to come out on top here, get this first district victory, always a crucial when you get that done.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the boys, they capitalized on a lot of things that we didn't capitalize on last week, did a good job of controlling the ball and taking care of it. A lot of good blocking up front, really emphasized that after the Union game. So really nice to see them put it all together tonight.
All right, so pretty crisp performance for you guys. A lot of scoring early on. Looks like you only had to pass the ball like four times on the stats that I'm seeing here. Just tell me a little bit about that game plan, what you were seeing from your guys out there and being able to, you know, execute at such an efficient level.
That's our game plan every week. We're looking to run the ball first, run the ball a lot. That's our game plan. That's what we built the foundation of this offense on. That's what we built the foundation of our team on. We're very physical at practice. We try to be very physical in the games. Passing, you know, like I said, I've said this a couple of times. You know, we know that we have it. We know that it's there. But we know that what we're focused on getting better at, no matter what the situation is, our run game and our blocking up front. They did a good job of that. You know, there was a couple opportunities that presented itself to throw a ball tonight that, you know, I just couldn't get myself to kind of pass up. So I'm glad the boys took advantage of that. But, yeah, we definitely want to focus run first.
You bet. And when it comes to, you know, game planning for this one with Sumner Fredericksburg, a team that, you know, had hardly passed the ball at all this season. They were 0-for-4 passing coming into this game. So tell me a little bit about that defensive game plan for you guys, how you guys were able to really hold them, you know, off the board and really hold them to, you know, keep them at bay, I guess, if you will, on the rushing game tonight.
Yeah, so again, another great job by the defensive coaches, you know, Evan Kapper, you know, job game planning. You know, we haven't seen a push T team, so it was kind of new. You know, Sumner has really good fake handoffs and misdirection. They're really good at that, and they keep growing on that. They're going to be really good down the road. But, yeah, just a great game plan by us in terms of the defensive staff for putting in a new front this week to play against the push T, and they executed it perfectly fine. So couple mental errors in terms of getting offsides, but we'll look to square that away.
You bet. And then looks like you guys had 10 tackles for loss, recovered 3 fumbles as well. So must have been an overpowering defensive performance for you guys in that regard. You know, I have to imagine that's something that you're pretty proud of, you know, especially 10 tackles for loss. You know, you'll take that any day defensively.
Yeah, definitely one of our better games all year, especially the tackling. We had, a couple different guys there, like I said, repping a 5 front, which we haven't done all year. Cooper Mulder came in, stepped up, first game playing varsity, really just absolutely played as hard as he possibly could for us, did everything we asked for him, flew around, led the team in tackles for loss tonight. So, you know, just effort from guys like that really made tonight special. And I think the guys just all came together and they wanted the same thing. And every time you do that and take care of the ball, the rest will work itself out. So,
and then one more thing about this game here, looks like Mason Prusiner, 153 yards. He's had a few games in a row now where he's gone over 100. You know, what can you say about him? You know, not only in tonight's game, but you know what he's kind of meant to your guys' run game here this season. Seems like he's had put together a lot of really solid games here so far this year.
Yeah, he's slowly putting things together. You know, every week is something new in terms of adding to his game and just trying to fine tune. He's a natural athlete. He wants to run hard. He wants to have the ball. He wants to do good for his team. You know, there's just a couple of things. You know, him being so young, ball control. You know, when to switch. You know, what moves to use that we're working on slowly but surely. But tonight was a good example, especially one of the runs where he put them all together and really focused on what we've been telling him. So, we were happy to see that.
All right, so you get your first district victory, 1-1 into district play, and that sets the stage for a road trip to take on a Jessup team that hasn't won a game here yet this season. I know you probably haven't looked ahead of them too much, but what are going to be some of the biggest things you guys are hoping to accomplish this upcoming week in preparation for that trip over to their place next Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, just staying focused and making sure we're perfecting our craft. Like I say every week, focus on us. Don't focus on the other team. Like I said, obviously we scout and we run their stuff in practice, but really just focus on ourselves and making sure we're being the best version of ourselves we can be. Limit turnovers, limit penalties. Tonight we didn't have many, if any, turnovers really, but we had a lot of self-inflicted penalties that did not need to happen. In a different game, those could come back and haunt you. So really got to focus on those things this week to make sure we're firing on all cylinders as we get through district play here.
All right, so we'll be there for that Jessup game here next week. Before we wrap up today, any of your other players you'd like to recognize for their efforts or anything else you'd like to share here before we wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, all of them, everybody that just played on defense, especially the linebackers tonight, we had some injuries. Aiden Merrill didn't get to play. Devin Everhart had an injury last week, so we tried to keep him down a little bit. So guys stepped up and really made plays, you know, against an offense that, again, like I said, was, you know, if you're not disciplined and you look at the wrong part of the backfield, you can lose your guy. So just really happy to see those guys step up and make plays for us.
All right, that's Applington Parkersburg football coach Jeff Pigna talking about a 48-7 victory over Sumner Fredericksburg here in Week 5. Thanks for the time, Coach, and we'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, the Coach's Corner will continue in just a moment.